Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Herodian. Tonight we will be talking about Human for a Day. Yes, Human for a Day. Pretty awesome, action-packed episode. Never lets to fail. Supergirl is definitely a sweetheart in the DCU, well, especially on the TV. Man, she is doing so well. And this episode was pretty badass. I mean, the stunts on this show is pretty awesome. You know, I hate to say, even for a female superhero show, I guess I can't compare it anymore because just the effects. And then the huge surprise, yes, for those who thought, I guess, Cyborg Superman, nope, it was Martian Manhunter. Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, well, we're live right now. Please call in at 929-477-2786. We have our first caller here from Merico 239. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. I just ended Joe and Francesco's podcast. We didn't think you were going to have one tonight.
Oh, yeah. I meant to call in. I was on hold. Who was running the show? Because I was on hold for the last five minutes.
Joe, they wouldn't even let me talk that much.
Really?
They were talking about, yeah, they kept on talking about Batman v Superman trailer a lot.
Yeah. All right, well, don't worry. We'll get to that, but tonight we're talking about Supergirl talk. Tell us, Matt, your first reaction after watching Human for a Day.
Oh, my God. It was a great episode. That big reveal for Hank Henshaw is
Yes! Actually
How
cool Martian
is
that?
Manhunter.
Oh, my gosh. But doesn't that suck that he's not Cyborg Superman?
I know, but when you see him turn into Martian Manhunter, he goes,
totally.
I am the sole survivor of Mars.
Yes.
I am Hank Henshaw. I'm not Hank Henshaw.
And the costume was so well done. It wasn't cheesy at all.
No, it's the Justice League
version.
And
so true to the comic book, right?
Yes, it was so good. It was so good at that scene there. I loved it.
That was a great episode. I mean, they should have ended the winter finale there, but I guess they're going to do one more next week.
No.
Next week's the winter finale this coming Monday. So, and then they're going to take a break also. So, well,
But then I felt so bad for Kara in the episode because she had no powers.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, how we got a glimpse as Jimmy Olsen has stated the new Superman power. If you remember last year, they announced Solar Flare, or I think it was this year. Yeah, it was this year. Earlier this year, Superman got a new power called Solar Flare. And so what happens is he's able to emit a lot of energy and power. And then after that, he has to regenerate, you know, and I guess for Superman it's 48 hours. Was that the number they were throwing for Superman, Matt?
Yeah, I think so. I'm texting Joe right now.
Okay, and then I guess for Supergirl, it took a little longer to regenerate her powers, and I guess it needed some adrenaline and something for her to, like, jumpstart it type of deal. Which is kind of cool the way they did it, helping Jimmy Olsen as he fell to his death in the elevator shaft. Pretty crazy scene.
Them. because
she
loves
Jimmy. Oh, yeah, you could tell. You could tell. You could totally tell.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a great episode to see her as a more as a humanized character, having a cold. Remember that scene when she was kind of like...
Yeah, that part was pretty funny. And then when you see her finally get her powers back, I love seeing her up close and personal. You see her flying all happy, going up
on
that
and the effects of her flying are so awesome. Seriously.
I love that part. Every time you see her flying. It's probably one of the best.
And it doesn't look cheesy at all.
Shows. No, it's not. I mean, it is just so good.
It's so good. I so agree. All right. This is Supergirl Talk. We're live right now. So if you're listening, call in at 929-477-2786. Let me read you a quick brief synopsis of Human for a Day. The flight with Red Tornado leaves Kara helpless without her powers. During an earthquake, she attempts to help James and Wynn while the events allow the alien Jem to break out of his cell and face off against Alex and Hank, who is later revealed to be a benevolent alien refugee, John Jones. Hank explains to Alex what happened to her father, that he saved him for the real Hank Henshaw, who tried to kill him, and made a promise to watch over his daughter. Kara is later attacked by Astra and her assistants. So that was a big dun-dun-dun-dun moment at the very end when the aunt of Supergirl shows up. What do you think they want to do with her? Do you think it's just a straight-up kill, or do they need her powers, or
I don't know.
What's the aunt's goal here? Is it just murder?
I have no idea. Maybe Zod's
out there. What's
your
plan? I wonder what it is.
I have no idea, Jesus. Maybe Brainiac is coming. Maybe Darkseid is coming. I have no idea because there's so many ways the show could go.
Didn't I hear a rumor that Metello might be coming?
What?
Or was that just a rumor?
That would be crazy if Metello shows up because first we get Reactron. That was an awesome episode, and then now we'll get Metello if he freaking Supergirl like crazy. Superman will have to come and save her again.
Oh yeah, come on! Wasn't there a rumor that Superman might show up now?
Yeah, well, get this. I read something that Tom Welling had his own show on CBS called Agent 13 coming up in the fall next year, this year I think. And get this, he could be right next door to Supergirl. And so why not can he guest star as Clark Kent?
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Matt, you should tweet him.
I know. I did tweet him, but he doesn't respond to my tweets.
Oh, dude, did you mention in the tweet that you're Matt from Florida calling from Supergirl Talk?
Yeah. And he doesn't
Because sometimes that helps. If you put all that, what I said, sometimes that helps.
Yeah. Are we doing
Hold on. Let me finish. It's on mom. I'm done. Okay. So, that episode aired on Human for a Day. Aired on December 7th, 2015. Written by Yanling Chang and Ted Sullivan. Directed by Larry Tang. So, there you go. Episode 7. We got, one more to go. Before the break, it's called Hostile Takeover, and that airs next Monday, December 14th. And then after that, the break, it's not that long, Matt. The next one is January 4th, so it's not that long, like 3 weeks.
Wow. Yeah, but for Flash and Arrow, Arrow
a little longer,
is,
right?
making my butt like a pain right now. The way Arrow
what
ended
happened?
Is... You didn't see Arrow?
Yeah. All right. Well, hold on. Let's talk about Supergirl Talk. Guess what, Matt? We're doing Arrow what? Talk after the Flash talk tonight. We're doing three
okay,
in
so
a row.
Sounds like it'll be just you and me tonight because, hey, Zeus,
awesome.
I mean, Joe.
You could be my co-pilot.
Yeah, I will.
So let's go back to Human for a day. It was a great acting for Melissa Benoist portraying herself now as a human rather than a Kryptonian.
Yeah, that was so good. Like that,
Matt. Yeah,
tell
me your favorite moments of how her acting was being portrayed as a human.
Well, that scene there when she tried to save that girl after the fire, she tried to use her X-ray vision there, and that was so great, and she got all scared and emotional. I mean, that was so crazy
wow.
there, and then she got all sad with Jimmy, and then Jimmy was there for her. Melissa does so good. I like her. She is so perfect for Kara.
Yes.
Supergirl.
Very well casted.
Supergirl. Better than Laura Vandervoort on Smallville.
I remember you used to say she was the one on Smallville Talk.
Yeah, I mean,
now
I
you're switching sides.
Well, now I've gotten hooked on that show. I mean, it
yeah.
is so good.
Hey, I don't blame you.
Every
I don't blame you. It's so easy to get hooked on it.
My mom hasn't even seen an episode yet.
Oh, really? Oh, did
yeah.
you tell her it's more like for females?
Yeah, but she has a whole bunch
say?
Of other shows. I go, Mom, it's such a good show. And she goes, she watches Dancing with the Stars on Monday nights.
She'd rather watch people dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, hey, everybody has their you know, their thing.
We're all more
okay,
into,
so
superheroes.
So, Matt, I want to ask you, what was your favorite scenes in this week's episode, Human for a Day? And tell us why.
Well, there's no question in my top favorite scene. It has to be the big reveal that Hank Henshaw is Martian Manhunter. That would have to be the top best favorite scene. There's no question there. And now they can do, like, further crossovers. I mean, come on. I mean, we got Green Arrow. We got Flash. We got Supergirl. I mean, someone's going to come in as Superman. And now we got the Justice League, for crying out loud.
I know, really. One of the founding fathers of the Justice League.
Yeah, that was just so crazy. Also, I liked the part when, even though she didn't have her powers, where Kara went as Supergirl during that bank robbery to calm down that robber.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was a good scene. Yeah.
I was going to say,
and
okay,
Jimmy,
I'm glad you brought that up because that was one of my favorite moments. Because it was just so well done with the music, the editing, the way it was shot, and then Jimmy Olsen in the background taking photos, and then the tension between Supergirl, knowing that she's human, disability, you know, she has the capability of getting hurt, injured, killed. If that guy just didn't care what she said and shot her, thank God it didn't go that way. But she was so brave in making that choice of helping that guy and making himself turn in.
Yeah, she sure was. She did so good in the episode.
Yeah.
I mean, this show.
No, that was one of my favorites. It was just so
well done.
This show
better get a season two. This show better go for the next few years, Jesus. I mean, it is such a great show.
Oh, I'm sure it will. But here's my worries. This is my one worry that CBS might be hesitant on season two. It might be too expensive to produce. Let's think about it. Out of all the DC shows right now, we have Gotham, The Flash, Arrow, and then now Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah,
and then,
I'm looking forward to that,
iZombie, and
that.
Then now Supergirl. Out of all of them, to me, like all with all the visual effects and the flying and the explosions and the aliens, to me that one seems the most expensive, right?
Yeah, but it's pretty darn good, epic special effects there.
Oh, believe
well,
me, I prefer it because sometimes the effects on TV are better than in the movies.
Yeah. But why can't CW just go ahead and take the rights over to Supergirl so this way Gotham can just go ahead and stay on Monday night?
Well, Matt, I don't know if you remember, when they first pitched Supergirl to CW, CW passed on it.
What?
So I'm like, why would they do that? They're like, they didn't want it. Because they were the first ones that they approached. And they're like, nope. No one's going to watch this. We don't want it. So then they went to CBS, and then CBS like, oh, hell yeah, let's do it.
Even though Mark Gernahan and the other guy from Flash and Arrow are the producers on Supergirl. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I always look forward to it every Monday night. I just love the way, even though it's going on break for a while, right in the new year, it's going to be new episodes.
Yeah.
It is such a great new series. I love seeing her flying. It was just so good this week. And then seeing her get caught by those aliens at the end. I mean,
that was cool.
Pretty darn crazy.
That was so cool. Yeah.
And then
here's my irk about the scene when John Jones reveals himself to Alex, where he tells her, we have to keep this a secret even from Kara.
I know.
And I'm like,
he
really?
He was being a bit of a SOB there.
Right?
He's a bit of an ass there, right there.
Right? Just say it, man.
Yeah.
Say what's on your mind.
Yeah, he was like a being an ass right there. Okay, come on.
Right?
I'm going to tell... I think Alex is going to tell her.
I hope so.
Hank and Shaw is really an alien too. And then Kara's going to go, what? He's an alien and he did something with your dad and your dad protected him all this time. And they go like, what the F? I mean, God, that's my mind was just blown. That was Martian Manhunter. My hand was over my mouth. I was, like, yelling at the TV. I was watching it with some people the night. And it was just so good. It was just so good at that scene. When you just feel those nerd geek out moments at that scene, I mean, you feel it in your guts when it's coming, Jesus. I mean, from the comics, the Justice League cartoons, Superman cartoons. I mean, it's just so good. I mean, look what they learned from Smallville, and they're doing it right. I mean,
yeah, they are.
DC TV is rebooting it from Smallville.
They get it. Yeah, great.
I love Smallville, but DC TV and what they did with Arrow and The Flash, they rebooted it and did it correctly.
It was a huge reboot. And who knows? We might see another reboot of Smallville. That would be fun, right?
Yeah, or even see a Smallville reunion episode. I mean, come on. They
like a TV movie or something with Supergirl.
Yes.
With this Supergirl.
I would love to see, because I read something that Tom could return as back in the Cape as Clark Kent Superman. That would be insane.
Can you imagine the ratings on that episode? And if he did come back, he would say, I want to get paid, you know?
Yep.
He's going to be like, I want money. I want the money.
Yes, because he does know Jimmy and everything. But one thing that still bugs me every time when Lucy Lane is on the show. They're playing the dumb romance crap songs, and I just hate that. It brings you back to the dumb romance Smallville romance shit with Clark and Lana, Lana and Whitney. I mean, that was just so dumb back then when it would like play the dumb romance songs with Jimmy and Lucy. They need to end that so Supergirl and Jimmy can get together, or just put Kara and Wynn together. How crazy would that be?
That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you think it's getting closer, Jesus, for Maxwell Lord to get his powers?
Yeah, it's getting close because they are showing him they're showing a lot of him lately on the news and also certain scenes with when Kara tried to help that guy that was dying and he was there and he's like, no, he's dying, so we can't help him. That was a pretty crazy scene also. But I love it. I mean, it's just so great. I mean, the way they show the powers, how she was doing freeze breath, remember? They showed for the first time freeze breath. She was like,
yeah, I love that part too.
And you can tell she's having so much fun with this character. I love it.
Yeah, Melissa does it so good. Do you like how they're doing?
What would you say to Melissa if she was listening to the podcast right now, Matt?
I'd say, Melissa, you do a good job, and I think you're beautiful.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
Well said, buddy.
Yep, she just is so good. And the way they just do these DC shows are just awesome. I mean, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is – I could just – sometimes I just give Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. 25% lately.
Ooh.
I told my mom, I said, I like – Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but DC has been whirling all over the TV.
Oh, yeah. Cracking it
DC
out of the park.
DC has truly became a fan favorite.
Yes. Totally agree.
Yeah, DC all over the way.
So, Matt, let me ask you, on this episode, Human for a Day, do you want to talk about, you know, the floor is yours. Do you want to talk about anything Supergirl related that you've been wanting to talk about?
I just have to say that it was a great episode. Some parts went slow for me, but it was good. And I just loved the way Hank Henshaw was, the way he transformed into Martian Manhunter. It was just so good. It was just so phenomenal. But the way they're just doing with these TV shows these days, with even Supergirl herself, was amazing. But did we need that scene there when she was talking to her mom, kind of in that small fortress of solitude?
No.
And
I hated that it's man-made.
Yeah. I think those parts are kind of stupid. Yeah. Because I want to see her go to the fortress. I want to see what Superman's fortress looks like.
You know what I read?
Mean,
I read rumors that later on she is going to build her own fortress of solitude.
Ooh, like in the Arctic?
Yep.
I hope so.
That was a rumor. Yeah.
Again,
it was just a rumor, so I don't know.
Because I hope so. If there can't be no cave transportation, because we remember how much they did that on Smallville. They used the cave a lot. Clark used the key to transport to the fortress.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so now they'll be able just to fly to the fortress. So they're all done with the whole Kawachi cave type thing. Do you think they'll even try to get Lex Luthor on the show? I mean, get Michael.
Why not?
Rosenbaum.
Why not? Bring them all in. Bring them all in.
Even.
I think it's free game. Perry White also coming to go visit Cat Grant. Remember?
Yeah,
she used to be his assistant.
Kent. Crazy. How crazy would it be if John Schneider and a Metal Tool would guest star as Jonathan and Martha Kent to say, "Hi, Kara. I'm here to say hello for Clark."
There you go.
Yeah.
Cray,
that would be great. Yeah.
Yes.
Great episode.
Exactly.
It's
all
awesome
right.
That the two of us.
Yeah. Kind of, you know, nice and intimate and, you know, just one-on-one.
Yeah, because me and Joe and Francesco were just doing DC Film Talk, but they were both talking a lot, and Francesco put me on mute.
He did.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Flash, Arrow, and Supergirl, but now I'm on your show, probably one of the best shows on Earth.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate it, man. Where you know, the fans are part of the show. That's my motto.
Oh, and I wanted to give a big shout-out out to my good friend John. He's a big fan of Supergirl.
Sweet. Hi, John. Yeah. I just said hi to your friend.
Yeah. So we're going to...
Does he listen to the podcast?
No, but I try to get him to call in, but he always makes sure
to... You should tell him
to
listen. We're on iTunes. Just tell him to search Supergirl Podcast. It's free. Okay.
He doesn't have iTunes, but he's the guy that called in once on Flash Talk. Remember last year he called in on the episode of Grodd Lives?
Right.
Yes. He tries to call in, but he always tells me to make sure to say hi to you guys.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah. He watches The Flash,
friend of Matt is a friend of ours. How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty darn cool. But still, great episode. I love seeing her fly, and this is truly her story. Remember back on Smallville Talk how we were always mad at in the bad episode to Smallville? I mean, come on. This is Clark Kent's story, because I remember – hearing your old episodes of Smallville Talk. And
right.
This is her story. So let's hope there's no bad episodes of Supergirl in the future.
Exactly. All right, Matt. Well, I just want to let you know that after this podcast, I'm going to do the Flash Talk, and then after that, Arrow Talk. So hopefully you can join me on those. All right, sweet.
I don't want to
give us a shout-out, sir, as we wrap up this show.
Very cool. We got to do it on you and I, and hopefully people will call in on the next podcast. Talk to you next on Flash Talk.
Awesome. Great segue, Matt. All right. I want to thank Matt from Florida for calling in, and this was Human for a Day. Good night.